Parashat Vayigash.
Sounds like a good parsha.
Very good parsha. The haftarah of this parsha, we're going to read in Sefer Yechezkel. Hashem tells Navi Yechezkel to go take two sticks. And one stick to write Yosef, and one stick to write Yehuda, and tie them together. So that's a really how the parasha starts. V'igash elav Yehuda. Yehuda goes to Yosef. Be Adoni. He asks Yosef for pardon, just to release Binyamin. So just we're going to learn now the parasha the way we learn in kindergarten, and then we'll try to learn the right way. So parasha tells us that Joseph could not hold back after Yehuda told him that he cannot go back without Binyamin. He tells his brothers, I'm Yosef. The way it says in the text, the brothers don't say anything. They got very scared. And Yosef tells them, come close. I want to show you something. Start again. Come close to me. The Gemara said he showed them that he has Brit Milah. This is not proof of identity. Especially all the Chachamim ask that everybody in Egypt at the time had Brit Milah. Because last week, when the famine started, people came to Yosef, the Goyim, and Yosef said, I'm not giving bread or grain to anybody who has no Brit Milah, for its reason, or whatever the reason is, and everybody in Egypt has Brit Milah. And so again, some people have Brit Milah because, you know, it's healthy, they say, Arabs have Brit Milah, Nektura, Nishmael, Machshimo, they have Brit Milah. So anyway, it's not a proof, and that's how you prove. You say, my name is Yosef. I said, let me tell you, my name is Yosef. You are Reuven, you are Shimon, you are Levi, Yehuda, you are Binyamin. And you are this, how old you are, and this, how old you are. And I tell you what Papa has and what furniture he has. And what's the number of the house, or what kind of Mercedes he drives. And he tells everything, details. And then it's more proof than he has Brit Milah. Brit Milah means nothing. Brit Milah, that's the proof that I'm Yosef. So continues the Torah and tells us that he tells them, I'm the one who sold me to Egypt. And he said, don't worry about it. Don't be sad. He says, it's from Hashem. Hashem sent me over here because I should support you and give you food, because otherwise you wouldn't have to have any food. We don't have any food. We go to America. We don't have any food. What kind of story is this? Go. He says, go back quickly to Israel, tell my father, tell what you saw over here, and tell him, come immediately, if not sooner, to Egypt. Because if you don't, you're going to lose everything. There's a famine here, and the famine is supposed to go another 5 years, and you better come down, by the way. With all the respect to Yosef, I don't know, I just don't believe that son speaks to his father like this, and especially it's Yaakov Avinu. And then the Torah tells you that he sees Binyamin, he cries on Binyamin's necks. Not one neck, but plural. Says the Gemara, what is this? The Gemara says it's because Binyamin would have in his territory two Beit Mikdash, so he cries on it. Nice to cry on it, but it's not doing anything now. It's not Tisha B'Av. Maybe it's Tisha B'Av, I understand. He cries in his neck. No, he cries now. Says the Torah, then Binyamin cries on Yosef's neck. Why Yosef's neck? Says the Gemara, the Mishkan in Shiloh, it was there for 369 years. Shiloh is the territory of Yosef. And eventually it was destroyed and was not built in Yerushalayim immediately. From there it went to Nob, and then to Givon, another 57 years, and then finally to Yerushalayim. But Shiloh was, the Mishkan was a building over there, and it's the territory of Yosef. And Binyamin puts his head on Yosef's neck, and he cries. So why are you crying? I'm crying the Mishkan Shiloh. What is the Mishkan Shiloh now? And it's not the Tamigdash. What are you trying to tell me? Why did Torah tell you this? And even it's, of course it's true, but why did Torah wants to tell you? But you see, brother, that came from Russia after 22 years, so you cry on his neck. He said, why cry? It's not an emotional meeting that you see in the airport. This is something that's very serious. What is this doing anything? Then the Torah tells you that he calls his brothers and he gives them, and he kisses them. And then he cries on them. But they don't cry. Okay. So he tells them, go quickly to Israel, get Papa down here. So he tells you that they go back to Israel, and Sarah Bat Asher already tells Yaakov that the brothers are coming and Yosef is alive. And Yaakov said, okay, I'm going to see Yosef before I die. Are you going to die? Are you going to die? After he's going to die, he says to Yosef, when he meets Yosef, he says, I thought I'm going to lose my Olam Haba. It's my Olam Haba. What's my Olam Haba? Why are you going to lose my Olam Haba? Because he just disappeared. If Yosef disappeared, he's going to lose Olam Haba. Yaakov, sinless. The purest ever. He says, I have to go quickly to see Yosef before I'm going to die. So before he was on the way, he stopped at Beersheba. And Hashem revealed himself in Beersheba. Yaakov and tell Yaakov, go to Egypt. No. Go to Egypt and eventually you'll die over there. Yosef Yashitedo El Necha. And you're going to have the funeral back in Eretz Israel. You're going to be buried in Israel. What are you trying to tell me? Then he gets to Egypt. He goes to Goshen. Then he meets Yosef. So Yosef cries. Yosef cries. God tells you in text, Yosef cries. Again, what's the purpose? Next one, Parasha. Echi Yaakov. Yaakov lived in Egypt for 17 years, age 147. He called the brothers and he tells them, I'm going to tell you the time of Mashiach. What's to tell them Mashiach is coming? Chachamim tell us only Yaakov and Daniel knew the final date of Mashiach. The Mashiach can come any moment. But it's a date that he must come unless something bad is going to happen. But it's the final date. Rabbi Vilna writes in his introduction to the book of Yaakov Avinu. Rabbi Vilna wrote a book, it's called Sefer Tzniuta. It's all Kabbalah. And Rabbi Vilna wrote introduction. In introduction, Rabbi Vilna, based on the last sentence of Sefer Daniel, because Daniel as well, he knew when Mashiach is going to come, besides Yaakov, and Daniel hints at the last pasuk in Daniel, when Mashiach is going to come. It's very hard to understand what it is. And the Gaon Mevilna, in the introduction, he says, and he gives some kind of hints about it, and he says over there, whoever knows, don't tell. And the history happened at least twice. In Russia, it was a meeting of a lot of people. There was a lot of after pogroms that people got depressed, and twice it happened that a very giant rabbi stood up and he said, you know what, I would like to comfort you people, and I will tell you the time of Mashiach, the way the Gaon said, and he had a heart attack on the spot and died. Happened the second time as well. Twice happened in a row. So Yaakov wanted to tell the time of Mashiach. Next week's Parashah. What's the purpose? Maybe we speak about it next week. Why do you have to know when Mashiach is going to come? And it might be depressing. If somebody tells you Mashiach is going to come in 5,000 years from now, you say, so what's the purpose of the whole thing here? Why am I wasting my time here? If you tell me Mashiach would come tomorrow, so at least I have hope. I get up in the morning, I hear the shofar. But if you tell me it's not a new time, and Mashiach is going to come, who knows when? He says, listen, I hope my great-grandchild will see him. So what's the purpose? But anyway, Yaakov wants to reveal it, and he got a blackout. Blackage, he doesn't know. He asks the children, what's wrong? Anybody does I disappear. And the brother said, Chas Shalom. No. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Yaakov said, okay, I'm sorry. I can't reveal the time. And then it just starts. And he calls up Reuben. Blessed Reuben. How come you did this? And then he called Shimon Levi. Blessed Shimon and Levi. And finally he's going to talk about Mashiach. He tells Yehuda, Mashiach should come from you, etc. But it's really behind. If we go back, when the Torah introduced to us Yosef, so it goes like this. The first time we meet Yosef is when Yosef was born. This is Parashat Vayetze. Yaakov was at Laban's house and Yosef was born. And when Yosef was born, the Torah tells you that Yaakov goes to Laban and says, I'm leaving. I'm leaving back to Earth Israel. Says the Gemara, what happened now that you're leaving? What happened? Says the Gemara, well, Yosef is the power against Esav. And since Yosef was born, Yaakov is not afraid to go back. And then Laban pleaded with him. Yaakov stayed another 6 years. All right, continue. Beparashat Vayeshev, we'll jump Vayishlach for now. We'll go back to Vayishlach later, maybe. Vayeshev starts, Yaakov loves Yosef. He makes him a garment. And the brothers don't say hello to Yosef. And then Yosef comes to them and says, listen, I got a dream to tell you. I say, listen, the last person you want to say a dream is the one that doesn't say hello to you. This is the most stupid thing in the world. You know, somebody hates you so much, listen, I got a dream. And then the movie didn't say the dream. And then if you tell a dream about him, that he won the lotto, okay. He tells, listen, I had a dream that we won the field. And we put together some grain, some stalks of wheat, and my stalk stands up, and your stalk bow down to my stalk. I says, excuse me, Yosef, what you try? They hate you so much with a passion. I says, why try to achieve? What do you mean to listen to you? What's the purpose? What you want it to bow down to you? What are you telling them? They laugh at him. They laugh at him. The Torah tells us, you see, what's not of? They hate him even more. This is nonsense. And it's another dream. He goes to the brothers. He said, listen, I got a new one. He says, what? I had a dream that the sun and the moon and the 11 stars bow down to me. It means it refers to Yaakov and maybe Rachel or Bila and the 11 brothers bow down to him. I said, what's wrong with you? So then prior to it, the Torah tells us that the brothers really hated him before is because he said Lashon Hara to Yaakov about it. What did he tell Yaakov? He said three things, says the Gemara. First thing, he told Yaakov the brothers, they eat the slaughtered animal, and before they were completely dead, they're already cutting pieces from the animal. And then he told his father that the brothers, they go shopping, and they look at the sales girl. And then he said, it's information that we really don't need, what the information is all about, that the brothers, it means Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Issachar, Zvulun, they called the other four brothers slaves because they were born from the maids, from Zilpah and Bilhah and Zilpah. So Yosef tells Yaakov, they're calling the other four brothers Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. When he referred to them, he said, Hi, slavey. Okay, interesting. What is behind it? That Yosef found those three things about the brothers. I mean, they are sinless besides that. As that is the most, and he went and told Yaakov this. Come the Zohar and tell us what really happened when Yosef was old. What happened really? The Zohar says three things happened. The first thing happened, says the Zohar, is you should know the parnasah of the world. The next sentence is Tzadik Hashem b'chol bracha. It comes from the Zohar said from Midato shel Yosef. A Tzadik, because of one Tzadik, that is really holy, pure, then the parnasah, so-called open up, so-called the main faucet upstairs, the valve of Parnassa. He said, for Mashbir, says the Zohar, that's what the Torah tells you. Last week, Parashah, Yosef, he is the one that gives food because זה זכות אוף יוסף. מין? תעשה מין, תעשה מין יוסף יוסף, אז מין מין דתו של יוסף, קבלה את כל פאונדיישן, יסוד, it says that is the פרנסה. So it means like this. If Yosef is here, the פרנסה, this is not the פרנסה. Since the Zohar actually what happened when the brothers sold Yosef, they cut the pipe of פרנסה. Now Yosef is not Yosef. Where is he? Where is he? He's in jail. He's a slave. He's under somebody that is not 100%. Potiphar is in jail. He's not Parnassah. He says, eventually you're going to see there's going to be a famine soon. There's going to be a famine. There was going to be a famine. I says, you know, the guy that he is so-called responsible for Parnassah, he's not functioning. What do you say? Yosef. He says, Zohar, that's the first thing that happened. And the brothers told Yosef, they cut so-called the Parnassah of the world, the Khalid. The second thing says the Zohar, as we all do know, Hashem told Abraham Avinu, when Abraham was 70 years old, that his children are going to go to exile for 400 years. But, they never went. Yitzchak lived in Eretz Israel, Yaakov lived in Eretz Israel. They went to Laban because he had to run away, but he's back in Eretz Israel. They're not in exile. How bad exile is, says the Gemara, one of the four things Hashem regrets is exile. Hashem regrets he created the Arabs. Hashem regrets he created the Iraqis, Babel. Hashem regrets he created Yetzer Hara. The Gemara, Masechet Sukkah. And Hashem regrets that so-called Am Yisrael went to exile. Says the Zohar, you know why I went to exile? I said, listen, that's what happened. They sold Yosef. Sold Yosef went to exile. And now look at the Torah says, this week's parasha. Eventually, Yaakov is going to come down. And then we're going to be in Egypt. And then we're going to stay in Egypt for 210 years. And then we're going to come out of Egypt ahead of time. And we got influenced by the Egyptians. We participated in the Avodah Zarah and all these things. And then it continues and continues and continues, continues. I said, that's what it is. I says, blame Yeshvatim, they sold Yosef for the second thing. And the third thing, says the Zohar, is what the Gemara says. It's based on the Pasuk. And the Navi, Haya Beit Yaakov Esh, Ubet Yosef Lehava, Ubet Esav Lekash. The Navi tells us, you know, to overcome Esav, means Rome, is the power of Yosef. Yaakov is the fire, Yosef is the flame, and Esav is like straw, and fire without a flame is nothing. I say, Yosef is going to be on top of Yaakov, and he's going to be able to destroy the enemy. How bad it is, says the Zohar, every war that Am Yisrael have against them, doesn't matter, it's a suicide bomber, it's whatever it is. He says, the guy has somebody behind him, or he himself, a descendant of Esav. Every war. Every war that Am Yisrael had, always you have another side. They can look like ISIS, they can look like Arabs, doesn't matter how they look like. But also the time, it says, who is the power against them? Yosef. It says, this is what, look what you did. You sold Yosef, and Yosef so-called lost his entity in Egypt. He was in jail. It says, from that moment on, Esav got the power. Esav got the power. It says, from that sale, that's what the energy of Yosef became a little bit low. And now, from now on, we have problems with Esav. Eventually, says the Zohar, second Beit HaMikdash was burned, destroyed by the Romans, the descendants of Esau, and then they killed the 10 giants of Akiva and his friends. He says, what happened? What happened? What happened? The brothers are in fault. They sold Yosef. That's the Zohar. Comes the Zohar and explain. I says, now you understand. You're going to start reading the Torah. You understand what's really going on. Of course, the Gemara says, and you see from the Torah, this was the parasha that Paro told his servants that Yosef is a Navi, that the Shekhinah is inside him. So come the Torah now and paints the story like this. Look, since Yosef was born, I understand that Yaakov goes to Laban and says, I'm leaving. He says, why are you leaving? He says, because Yosef is the power against Esau. I says, the brothers are here, and they say, oh, Papa is leaving. He said, well, Papa is leaving. Papa is leaving because of Yosef. But Yosef is the power. Okay? And they're going to go. Eventually, they get to Eretz Israel. את ארץ ישראל, יעקב, he loves Yosef, and he makes him a garment. Comes Yaakov to Yosef, Yaakov says, Papa, I want to tell you three things what they do. The brothers, the first thing what they do, we'll start from the end, they say what they do is they call the other brothers slaves. Says the Zohar, know what it is. It's called Sinat Chinam. That thing, Sinat Chinam, why you name? The Gemara says, HaMechaneh Shel Chavero Ein Chelek L'Olam Haba. The Gemara said, if you name somebody, you call somebody by name, you lose Olam Haba. Lose Olam Haba? Why? I call him Johnny, Tom. Call him, you know, Jacob. Not Jacob, sorry, that's Jackson. Obama. Call him Obama. My Thomas. Oh, what? You lose Olam Haba. Why lose Olam Haba? What did they do? See, I tell you what he did. As Zohar said, that thing, what happened with the brothers, that thing created so-called exile. Because the brothers hated Yosef, and because what the brothers did to Yosef, says the Zohar, that's so-called now, the entity of exile came up. I says, look, look, you name somebody, you call somebody a name, you lose Olam Haba. I said, why I lose Olam Haba? Because you're on the path of the brothers. I said, what did they do? I said, they sold Yosef. They want to kill Yosef. I said, what is this? He says, you lose Olam Haba. You came with Olam Haba. He says, Yosef goes to his father and he says, Papa, those brothers, says that Zohar is going to say soon something about the brothers going to what they're going to do to me. He says, right now, they hate six of the brothers. They hate four of them. And they call them slaves. He says, what does that mean? Zohar said what it means. It means exile. And so he goes to Yaakov and he tells him, he doesn't tell him just because, you know, the sinners or they do bad things. He said, soon it's going to be the biggest tragedy, exile, because of them. And he says, look, but they go and they go shopping and they look at the sales girl. So what does that mean? He says, no parnasa. Soon no parnasa. Because it's me that told Yosef. He says, the parnasa, it comes from the purity, from the eyes. He says, Yosef doesn't look, doesn't watch. But the brothers, what did they do? So he doesn't tell Yaakov, hey, they go to Macy's, they look at the service girl. He says, they're going to start the parnasa. That's what the Zohar said, actually what they did. When they sold Yosef, it means there was no parnasa anymore. And the third thing, leave this for another time, what does it mean that they take a piece of the animal and they eat it before it's ready? But it means there's no patience, it means something else. That's really what happened to Reuben. That's what Yaakov is gonna bless Reuben. Maybe next week we'll talk about it. So this is the Torah tells you. Listen, Jesus comes to them and they don't say hello to Yosef. And Jesus said, "I have for you a dream. You know what the dream means? A dream means a warning. It's not just, I'm telling you. I'm telling you soon. If you don't do what I tell you, if you don't stop, go shopping over there." So soon it's not going to be no grain for you. You enter. That's going to happen. Last week it happened. He said the brothers had no food. They came down to Yosef. He came down to Yosef asking for food. He said, what happened? He says, what happened? He says, that's what you did. You went down shopping over there and you looked. The famine started. You told me. Famine started. You see, I'm warning you. It's not I'm telling you this is a dream and I want you to bow down to me. A warning. They laugh at it. Second warning. Hold on. Second warning. You're all going to get down to me. You're going to bow down to me. This is where it's going to be, you know? In Egypt, it means exile. I'm warning you. It's not that Yosef expects them to bow down to him. And that's really what the Torah says. When the brothers arrive and they bow down to Yosef, she says, So the Master says, what do you mean, He says, I had a dream. So what does it mean? So you want your brother to bow down to you? Chassid Shalom. What it means is that Yosef said, I warned them. I told them, you better listen to me. And if you're not going to listen to me, he's going to be in exile. Here you are. You're in exile now. You're bowed out to me. I cannot go back to Israel. I'm under power. I cannot leave Egypt. Finish. The thing is over. You destroy everything. And that's what he warned them. That's what the Torah tells you, the dreams that Yosef said. And that's the courage and the guts. He came to the ones, don't even say hello to him, to tell them, I got a dream. Well, you got a dream. What do you think? Did they listen to you? So the Gemara said, you don't have to expect him to listen to you. You've got to say. The guy listens to you. He doesn't want to obey the mitzvot. You have to go and tell him, listen, you got to do the mitzvah. You don't want to listen to him. He doesn't have to listen to you. He doesn't want to keep the mitzvah. He doesn't keep the mitzvah. But you have an obligation, the Gemara says, you cannot let go. The Gemara Yerushalmi said, if somebody sees somebody does something and he doesn't protest, he doesn't tell him no, that Chas Shalom, the Gemara says he's being cursed. The Gemara said, Shana Velamad, if somebody learned Torah as a scholar and he kept quiet, when he saw somebody's doing a bad thing, Hashem curses him. It's one of the Arurim. Hashem Lakim Divrei HaTorah Hazot, the Gemara Yerushalmi said. The Gemara says, Lo Shana Velo Lamad, somebody did not learn. But he saw somebody did something bad, and he protested, and he told him, "Arezi bichlal baruch asher akim divrei Torah." Hashem blesses him. So the dreams that we read a few weeks ago said, "Oh, yesterday the dream he was to the brothers. He doesn't want to tell the brothers nothing. It's a warning to the brothers that this is going to happen soon. It can be a famine, and they can end up coming to him." He says, "Why are you going to Macy's?" That's what he told them. And the second thing he told them, "Listen, you're going to generate now exile. You." If you're going to bow down to me, what does it mean? It means you have no entity. What does it mean, no entity? It means you're in exile. It's not going to happen to you. As soon as they come to Egypt, and the Torah will tell you the story. It's not a story the Torah will tell you. The Torah will tell you what really happened, what caused the whole tragedy. Says the Zohar, that's what happened. So now you can read the Parashiyot, it's a different story. It's not the story. It's a warning that people did not listen. And now, it's happening to today, says the Zohar. Now, they come to Egypt. Come to Egypt. And Yosef reveals himself. Yosef reveals himself. Tell him, I'm Yosef. So they say, no, don't believe it's Yosef. Not only that, says the Gemara, they jumped at Yosef. They wanted to choke him. At that moment, how far it goes, says the Gemara, that Yosef will tell them, if Pharaoh is going to call you, tell Pharaoh that you're a very good shepherd. Like this won't give you any job in the government job. Says the Gemara, so Yosef, why don't you give them a job in the government? The head of food stamps. it's a famine now. The Gemara says, Yosef knew he was not me. He would give them such a job. They're going to make a coup against him. And they're going to take him off his seat. And they're going to put him in jail again. That's how bad it is. That's how bad it was. So now the Torah tells you that Yosef said, I'm Yosef. They jumped on him, said the Gemara, Gavriel had to come from Shamayim, dressed up as a person, push them away from Yosef. Push them away. Yosef said, I want to show you something. I said, what do you show me? He said, I'm Brit Milah. Brit Milah is what? Anybody that Brit Milah. No. Anyway, Yosef was born Mahul. Yosef had never Brit Milah. So somebody is born Mahul already, the Brit Milah looks different. There's no scar. If somebody has a Brit Milah, there's a scar a little bit. I spoke to Rabbi Fisher to verify it. But Dari says it's higher than that. He says, the Brit Milah, Hashem's name is on the Brit Milah, Yud Kivavke, and Shin and Dalud and Yud. He says, that shows that you're Tzadik. He says, you see why I'm the king? You see why I give bread here? Because I'm nobody. But I didn't go to Macy's. I warn you not to go to Macy's. You went to Macy's. That's the difference. Look at me, look at you. You are here on the floor, and you ask me to sell you food. What does that mean? It means that's the thing, but I told Papa. That's what I told Papa. And I warn you. This was the first dream. I told you don't do these things. And you laughed at me. You didn't say hello to me. Here it is. Okay, you mahu. Okay. Says the Torah, let me tell you now. The Torah says, Yosef cries on Binyamin's necks on the two Beit HaMikdash. Why? Because you are the responsible for the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash as well. Because you sold Yosef. And you know what? From that time on, and any army that comes to Eretz Israel has descendants of Esau, especially the second one, was full of Esau, the Romans. Tonight, celebrate. Celebration. What is celebration? Destruction of Am Yisrael. Destruction of Am Yisrael. Sometimes say, who is responsible? You. Responsible. You, the brother, is responsible. Yosef put his hand on Binyamin's neck and says, my dear brother, started to cry. But the Midrash will not stay. He said, why? Because the brother sold me. He says, as well, because the brother sold Yosef, Esav got the power. Because Yosef is the power against Esav. The minute Yosef was in jail, his power, his energy became much lower. He lost his power. Now Esav has a power. Esav has a power. He destroys the Sacrament of Mikdash. Says the Zohar, he will kill the 10 giants of Akiva and all his friends. He says, he cries on Binyamin. Binyamin, it says he cries on Yosef's neck. I said, what is this? This is the Mishkan, it's going to be in Shiloh. Forget about Beit HaMikdash. Because of them, Shiloh is going to be destroyed. Then Yosef goes to the brothers, he gives them a kiss. They don't kiss him back. They don't kiss him back. Iron, plastic. Plastic heart. So Yosef starts to cry. Says on Beit HaMikdash, says the Gemara, you know what he cries? Exile. You're all going to go to exile. You're all going to go to exile. Because you created exile. We just created an entity of exile. Before it was not understanding the word exile. You see, even though Hashem told Avraham Avinu, but the relationship between Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov was sufficient enough that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what, you stay in Eretz Yisrael. Even though Hashem said the Gezerah, Hashem so-called either waived the Gezerah or so-called put it on hold, or Hashem regretted the Gezerah, as the Gemara says, Hashem regretted that he made exile. Hashem doesn't like the exile at all. It says, who made exile? The brothers. The Gemara says, Yosef goes to the brothers, he gives each one a kiss, and he cried. He said, why he cried? An emotional meeting. It's not emotional, it's a tragedy meeting. Yosef waited for the brothers all the time to regret what they did, to come back to him and ask him for forgiveness, to go back to Yaakov, to tell Yaakov, Papa, we made a mistake, we slaughtered the thing, we dipped the garment in the thing, Yosef was alive, Yaakov's 22 years was on the floor, crying, and the brothers watching television. They said, listen, Papa, look, he's crying. What do you tell him? Tell him Yosef is alive. Tell him you sold Yosef. Go Google Egypt. Let's find him. Find him. They did nothing to him. What's wrong with you people? Now you want to kill him again. What's wrong with you people? And so it's all over. Yosef tells them, listen, go tell Papa. Come immediately. If not sooner here, you're going to lose everything. He says, the brothers don't get it right. Yaakov got it right. Yaakov got it right. He says, I'm going to lose Olam Haba. I better run to Egypt. They destroy the whole thing. He says, they sold Yosef. The Torah tell you all of a sudden Yaakov got Bekuach HaKodesh. So what's information? I said, look, what's going to happen in a second? And Yaakov knows everything. Now he knows. What does he know? He knows what the brothers did. He knows what the brothers are doing, what they have in the heart. They know everything. They created exile. Beit HaMikdash is going to destroy the first, the second. Shiloh is going to destroy. The whole thing is down the drain. I said, let me go. Finish. The thing is over. There's a parasha. That's the Torah tells you. When Yaakov dies, he wants to reveal the time of Mashiach. He calls the brothers. He says, I want to say Mashiach time. Say blockage. I can't say Mashiach. He asked the brother, what is it all about? Why you don't believe in Hashem? He said, no, I believe in Hashem. He said, what is the problem? Reuven, come over here. Start to bless Reuven. You don't behave. Start to bless Shimon and Levi. You were responsible for you wanted to kill Yosef. I know everything. Goodbye. That's the end. That's the tragedy of salvation. That's the secret now. I'm Dari, and he says, you know, today was Zot Hanukkah. Al Hanukkah, says Dari, it's called Gmar HaChatima. I said, in Los Angeles, it's still Hanukkah, maybe. I says, what's Hanukkah all about? He said, listen, it's what happened. I says, Yaakov, when he left his father's house, God tells you a dream. Parshat Vayetze. He lies down over there. Where does he lie down? In Beit HaMikdash. Over there he sees a ladder that angels go up and down. Says the Gemara, what angels? Which angel? He says, first I see the angel of Iraq, of Babel. Goes up 70 steps. That we were in Iraq, in Babel, 70 years in exile. Then he sees 6 years, seven or eight, or even more, in Iran. He sees so-called an angel that's responsible for Iran, goes up the steps. Then he sees an angel representing Greece, goes 180 steps. With each number represents the years of exile that we wore. Then he sees the angel responsible for Rome, goes up the steps. And then Yaakov wakes up. That's really the dream. So until now, we thought, Yaakov had a pleasure dream. He had a dream. You know, he saw a ladder. Well, who are the angels? The angels are the prophecy of what's going to happen. It's your children are going to make and create an exile. And first, they're going to go to Egypt. And then they're going to go to Iraq. And then they're going to go to Iran. And then they're going to go to Greece. And then they're going to go to Rome, and there's no Beit HaMikdash. and he realized the Beit HaMikdash. That's the story. It's just backwards what we thought. We thought it was such a good dream. Hashem is watching him. What are you trying to tell me? I said, I'm watching you. Hashem is watching me because the whole dream was a tragedy. There's no happy end. The whole dream is exile. Those are the angels. Malachei Elokim, Olim Yodim Bo. Who are the angels going up and down? And says the Master, this is the angels. This is the angels, the exile. This is the brothers can do. Now you understand the Torah tells you that Yaakov got over there and he took 12 stones and he put around his head. And he said, if those stones will be one unit in the end, there's a hope for me. And he gets up in the morning and the stone became one. And he said, that stone is Beit HaMikdash. Why does this mean anything? Because if you don't behave, it's going to be no Beit HaMikdash. That's what Yaakov told himself. That's what the Zohar said. The brothers fight. What's going to happen? Exile. What's going to happen? Rome. Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. What's the opposite? If they're all united. That's what the Gemara says. Yaakov, before he went to sleep, he took only 12 stones because he knew he's going to have 12 children. Even the Gemara says, Rachel and Leah knew that Yaakov is going to have 12 children. They took 12 stones, they put it on his head. And he said, in the morning, I want to see what's going to happen. You know what the Gemara says? The Gemara says, the stone had a fight in the middle of the night. It says, I want the tzaddik to put his head on me. You read the story, you say, nah, no. Stones, they want Yaakov to put his head. No. The stones are fighting, that's the problem. That's the Gemara says. The stones were fighting. Who is going to have the merit that Yaakov will put his head on? So why are you fighting? Or that fight? Or wait for the fight. Soon, Pashal is going to be a fight. Soon they're going to sell Yosef because of that fight. So the Torah tells you, where Yaakov is in Beit HaMikdash. And what happened? Fighting. Why are they fighting? Wait. It doesn't going to happen. It's going to be in exile. And because of this, Yaakov is going now to exile. As his future tense is in the present time. So Yaakov sees in his dream the angel is responsible for Greece. Goes up 180 steps. That's 180 years we were under the Greeks. When we have Hanukkah, we think, you know, Hanukkah was an attack. The Greeks tried to destroy us completely. And Hashmonaim, that's the unity of the brothers and the Maccabim and Hashmonaim together, that so-called undid the exile. As a Rambam, you should know, that's the whole power of Hanukkah. The power of Hanukkah that we got back the kingdom. Until that moment, we had no kingdom, even though we had Beit HaMikdash. First, we were under the Iranians, and then after the Greeks. We then brought back so-called kingdom. We're not in exile anymore. And the Gemara says, the Rambam writes in his commentary, you know what Hanukkah is all about? The Greeks took all our money and we became very poor. So one of the Gzorot was no Brit Milah. No Brit Milah, no Parnasah. That's what Yosef told the brothers. No Brit Milah, no Parnasah. Says Rambam, not only not no Parnasah. The first 213 years of Second Beit HaMikdash, everybody was very, very poor. There was no business, nothing. I said, What happened? He said, old Gezerah. Because there's no Yosef, no Parnasa. So one of the informers told the Greeks, make sure no Brit Milah, they lost everything. Not only that, the Greeks came and they took away everything we had. After the Hashmonaim took over, you read the Gemara, every Jew became a billionaire. Every Jew. Because they restored so-called the time before the fight, Yosef and his brothers, before. So we got back so-called what we lost. First Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, and we went already to the third exile. That is the Hashmonim pulled us out of the exile and gave us a Parnasah. As we say in Al Nisim, Nim Biyat Tohorim. This is what we say in Al Nisim. That's what happened. They won the war, and we got out of exile for the next 207 years, says the Rambam. It's because the unity of the Hashmonaim and the love they had to everybody, so therefore they came straight to Beit HaMikdash. I says, and what did they do? They rebuilt the altar. Because the altar was destroyed by the Greeks. I says, why are you trying to tell me? Build the altar? He says, no, you know, Hanukkah, what Hanukkah is? I says, Hanukkah HaMizbeach. He says, it's 8 days because they found the picture. But the reason for Hanukkah, says the Gemara, is not the picture. The reason for Hanukkah is, it's called Hanukkah HaMizbeach. They made a new altar. So what they made a new altar? You don't understand. The altar was destroyed because of the brothers. That's what the Zohar said. But Amidah Shem was destroyed because of the brothers. And when the Greeks came and they destroyed the altar in Bet HaMikdash, and they did whatever they did in Bet HaMikdash, was the continuation of the sin of the brothers. So here comes the Gemara and says, huh, look, the Hashmonaim came, and they were able to chase the Greeks out, and they rebuilt Hanukkah HaMizbeach. It says, now you got the kingdom. It says, now we're back to the roots before the brothers sold Yosef. So you say that's called Gemara Chatimah. I said that Hanukkah is so powerful. It's so powerful to get us back to the original status. Like I said, that's our obligation in our lifetime. The obligation in our lifetime is to correct this. That's the Gemara says. But the Midrash says, we sinat chinam. We sinat chinam. Not in chinam. It's not from the brothers, says the Zohar. It's not now. It's not just when somebody doesn't. You don't like somebody, it's because the brothers didn't like yourself. So you have hardship in Parnassah, it's because somebody did to Yosef something. It's nothing to do with you. I said, there's a war in Israel. No war in Israel. The brothers made the war in Israel. It's not the Arabs. The Arabs have, some of them, are descendants of Esau. I said, they start the whole thing. I said, it's not to do with you. What you have to, you want to overcome them. You have to come with Yosef. It's Yosef. The power of Yosef. But Yosef is a flame. He's against Esau. He's against the enemy. And the Parnassah. What is the Parnassah? Parnassah, you have to be Yosef. I said, you want to get out of exile. You move back to Israel with Rabbi Aminu. Yosef and Rabbi Aminu. Amen.